DCSS Junior Girls Press for a top 10 finish goal at Volleyball Provincials was a success this weekend. The squad had a great showing at the Junior Girls Volleyball Provincial Championships held in Surrey on November 25 and 26. The competition featured 24 teams representing every zone in BC. The tournament director, Bill Taraposki, told Treen coach Terry Spencer this is the first time in 15 years that each zone was represented at the championships. The teams were divided into 8 pools of 3 teams each to start the competition on Friday. The DCSS girls faced off against Kelowna Secondary School in the first game of pool play. This was a great game between two evenly matched teams, with DCSS taking the first set 25-15. KSS taking the second 26-24 and the third 15-11. Despite the loss, I think that this game showed the girls they were contenders in the championships and solidified their belief that they could do some damage, said Coach Spencer. In the second match of pool play, DCSS faced Stanley Humphreys from Castlegar and took the match with ease. This places us second in the pool and positioning them well for a match against the third-place team in an opposite pool. However, we quickly realized that some of the pools were definitely tougher than others, and we faced a strong team from Brentwood College in Mill Bay. Despite falling behind in points numerous times, the team kept a strong mental mindset and climbed their way back on top 1 point at a time. We came out with a win in both sets, with some particularly clutch serving by Sophie Amano in the second. We were down 24-18 and Sophie served us through to the win, where we came out on top at 26-24. This victory put us in the top 16 teams, with the remaining 8 moving to the consolation round. In the pre-quarterfinals, DCSS faced Vernon Secondary School. VSS is a volleyball academy, and these players see 2 to 3 hours of court time every day, and it shows. This was a touch match for us, as VSS served hard and we struggled to create any offense. VSS took the match, which put DCSS in the middle bracket of the tournament, placings 9th to 16th. The blocking was phenomenal and can be credited to Anika Lekstrom, Kira Hart and Amy Brett, who really stepped up in this area as we prepped ahead of time for VSS, strong offense, adds Spencer. The last DCSS match was against North Burnaby. There was no way we were going to lose this match with the mental game the girls had carried throughout the weekend. Ariel Spencer served 13 in a row in the first set for a strong win. In the second set, we had both excellent defense and a strong offense that North Burnaby just couldn't compete with. This win put us in 9th place in the tournament out of 24 teams, and the girls were overjoyed with the result. The championship match featured Earl Marriott and Crofton House in an exciting finale, with Earl Marriott coming out on top as provincial champions 2 years in a row. Overall, this was a great experience for the girls, filled with so many memories that, we hope, will last them a lifetime, said Spencer on the year. Thank you to everyone who made this possible for them, parents, sponsors, spectators. We appreciate everything you've done for our girls.